On April 19, 1995, 2 years to the day following the U.S. government's botched raid on the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas, a rented truck pulled to the curb in front of the nine-story Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City. Inside the building, over 350 federal employees and visitors were beginning their workday.
With regard to this proceeding, basically...
In a building across the street, a meeting was being held by the Oklahoma City Water Resources Board. The meeting was being recorded. Then, at 9:04 a.m., came the explosion that would alter the American social and political landscape.
There are four elements that I have to receive information regarding.
Local radio and television stations rushed to the site, and the monstrous effects of the bombing were broadcast around the world.
My floor was okay, and the ceiling had come down, but there was still concrete above, so it was just a corner of the office that was left that we were in. Everybody else that we worked with is gone.
The building exploded into rubble. 167 people had been killed, 19 of them children, and hundreds were badly injured.
A blizzard of papers blowing out of offices that have been heavily damaged by this bomb in the downtown area. I'm just about 300 yards away from the front of this building that has been ripped off by this powerful blast. And yet buildings all around me here have suffered extensive damage. Up on top of the roof of one of these buildings, a brick wall has been blown over. And on this fourth floor of this parking garage, the elevator doors have been blown off the hinges. That was the force of this blast. Ross Simpson, Oklahoma City.
It was the worst terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil, and the terrorists were American. Just 90 minutes after the explosion, Oklahoma police arrested 27-year-old Timothy McVeigh, a veteran of the Gulf War, for driving without a license. Evidence soon linked McVeigh and his friend Terry Nichols with the bombing, which was planned as an act of revenge against the U.S. government for what had occurred 2 years before near Waco. Both men stood trial for their crimes. In June 1997, Timothy McVeigh was convicted of murder and sentenced to die by lethal injection. 6 months later, Terry Nichols was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. He received a life sentence.